take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we have Todd St. Ors with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Jenna, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I miss seeing you, though, okay? Is this going to be our last time you come back and hang out?
Yeah. I'll be back in the studio the next go-round. So,
Yay.
It's been a long haul, but we're going to get back there. You know, we're starting to spool up for our spring season, you know, getting everybody's inspections done, getting that last little bit of winter attic work done before it starts to get hot. And,
right.
You know, that's why we want to remind everybody to call us and get your inspection done early this year.
Yes. And also, just to remind everyone, this is a call-in show. You can call or text if you don't feel comfortable talking on air. 437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your home. Maybe your air conditioning. I don't know about anybody else. I finally gave in and had to turn it on yesterday. It got way too muggy with the windows open. It was getting like slick on the tile floor, you know? I couldn't do it anymore, Todd. So I closed all the windows and waited a few minutes and then turned it on. But I do have a question, because I was talking with somebody yesterday about how, you know, we live in an instantaneous society. So we want things to just like, you know, turn into a freezer as soon as we turn on our air conditioning.
Right.
So I would like to know, maybe somebody can relate to this, and please feel free to chime in. When I turned on my air conditioning, which I haven't run it yet, we had the heat on for a little while, not really, but it's been kind of nice out. Should I not pump it at a lower temperature? What is the best temperature to like start your AC at for the first time?
Well, you know, you're wanting to try and get comfortable. So, you know, if it warms up above 76 or 77 in the house, just bump it down 3 or 4 degrees. That way it brings on the compressor outside. It's going to take some of that humidity out and start to bring the temperature back to cool. But, you know, I mean, so your house is like a big box, and it's filled with a temperature of air and some moisture. So it's going to take a little while to pull that moisture and that temperature down. And instant gratification is something that we all deal with as Americans, you know, but it takes a little while to get that down. So,
yeah.
And that's, you know, you want to plan ahead. If you call for 68 degrees, it doesn't make the air conditioner run any harder. It's doing what it can already do. It's not like you hit the gas pedal on a car and you accelerate and go way faster really quickly. The air conditioner runs at one speed, and it just, you know, it's going to cool things down and dehumidify things a little bit at a time.
Okay. All right. So then that makes sense. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to the thermostat, to be honest. Kids were playing, and that was my other thing.
Right.
Is like, I didn't want to turn on the air conditioning because my kids were playing out in the yard. So they kept like opening, closing, you know, for some reason.
Right.
You know, they just have to open and close the door 62,000 times while they go and play outside. Like, I'm inside making you lunch, and they just open the door. Mom, what are you doing? Okay, well, please, seriously, leave the door closed. I'm trying to get the AC. So I didn't want to run the AC. I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just wait, since they apparently think, like, the kids, like, need a doggy door, I feel like, at this point. But
well, and that, you know, that's one thing that you get when you open and close, when you have a lot of in and out traffic, you get some air dilution of the particles that are inside, you know, and that's a lot of times what we look at, but you get all that moisture, that humidity that comes in when somebody goes in or out, in or out, in or out.
Okay, so here is my other thing. Is somebody also mentioned,
if you're going to run the air, close the doors.
Okay. Just
lock them out, Jenna. Tell them you can come in at lunchtime, and then you can come in at 3 o'clock.
I'm going to tell
Otherwise,
them.
Otherwise, you guys are outside in the yard.
Yes. I'm going to tell them, Mr. St. Orr's, he's trying to look out for our air conditioning here.
They're
locking you outside. It's for our overall well-being. I mean, that's how it was when I was a kid. We went outside and
Me
you
too.
Did not
like,
come
go
back.
Outside and play, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like there was
when
no,
the street lights came on, right? When the street lights came on, you had to come in.
And even then, it was like, as long as you're not getting bit up by mosquitoes and, you know, didn't have poison ivy, you were fine. And I grew up in the woods where bears were frequent. So my parents were pretty hardcore. Like, you're thirsty? We have a hose. That was literally how I grew up.
There we go.
Now we have our soft kids that need, like, you know, their temperature at like a fresh, crisp 65. Like, they need air crispers like we have in our refrigerators.
Yeah, that's it.
But, you know, I do.
Well, you know, our
this.
Climate down there is it's humid oftentimes. Mm-hmm. So you need to run on a consistent level, and you need to run at a time when it'll run for a while and dry things down and bring the temperature down.
Okay.
But you don't want to chase after 1 or 2 degrees. You know, you need to move the temperature and humidity down 5 or 6% and 5 or 6 degrees, that's fine. But if you're chasing after 1 or 2 degrees, you're just working your air conditioner too hard.
Okay.
And it's going to happen easier if the system is clean. So if the coil's been looked at, if the unit is clean, it's efficient, it's moving airflow, it's easy in your pocketbook from the utility bill standpoint, and it can get the job done easier to cool the house down. Because it's fine in the morning, like this morning, it's beautiful.
Right.
But as it warms up this afternoon, or if it starts raining and it gets humid, then you got to anticipate, and you want that thing to come on and run for a couple hours, and because it's not going to get the job done in 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. So patience. We need a little bit of patience.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this month's newsletter. I know you guys usually have one out for fresh and ready for each month. Do you have anything special going on in this month's newsletter?
Oh, we have a $77 discount on the UV light. And, you know, the UV light, because we still have the pandemic kind of hanging around and, you know, dogging us, so to speak, The ultraviolet light is really a good thing to protect your indoor environment from a standpoint of killing mold, mildew, virus, bacteria, that sort of thing. You put the ultraviolet light on the coil surface. It needs to be on the coil. If you have one up in the ductwork somewhere, it's not doing you any good.
Okay.
Anyways, we just got a new supply. We've been waiting on these because they've been backordered because of the pandemic.
Right.
And so we've been waiting on these for a while. We got a new batch. I got a bunch of UV lights in stock, and we're doing a $77 discount from our normal price. So that's under $400 right now that you can get a UV light. And it's a 2-year bulb, really good product. We've been using it made in Florida, actually, American-made product. So we're real happy with the results that we've gotten on the UV that we've been – You know, in the last year, we did as many ultraviolet light installations as we've done in the last 3 years combined, and that's because of the pandemic.
Right. And
if we can help you with that, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, or gulfcoastaircare.com is our website.
Okay, excellent. And y'all service, like, retail and businesses as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do residential and commercial, institutional work.
I mean,
you know, we've done some healthcare work. We've done, you know, we're just eclectic, and that's the dust cleaning and the indoor air quality type stuff. I can't put in a 100-ton chiller. I mean, that's not. We can't install a unit for a hospital or a big commercial building.
Right.
But we do a lot of cleaning. You know, we've cleaned a 700,000 square foot building. We've cleaned all the ductwork in it. 9-story, 700,000 square foot building in the past. So.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I mean, and that's just another selling point, too, for people. Like, hey, our restaurant has this, so we are reassuring you of your health and safety right. when you come in and dine with us, or a gym. I mean, those places are nasty in general because of all the sweat and things flying into the
right,
air.
Right.
You know, you having that reassurance is just, maybe you're a business owner and you're listening. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're talking with Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. And Todd always tells us, if you don't have, what is it? You say it's the best thing too. And
if
I always
you don't tell have a good air. If you don't have a good air filter,
You are one. And I checked mine. I've been checking mine. Maybe now I need to just calm down and not let my anxiety roar. But I check mine now regularly. And like, okay, how's it doing in there? Is she looking a little gross, you know? So, but it's important because you're breathing all that in. Now, I do have a question coming in. And please feel free to text in your questions. 437-1620. Todd can answer them for you. This listener would like to know, I run my system on auto fan all the time. Is that bad or is that good? Auto fan.
Well, that's incorrect because the fan is either auto or on. Auto cycles with the unit. On runs the fan all the time, and you should never run the fan all the time. That is a bad idea because you're going to have moldy ductwork because you're pushing that moisture off the coil up into the duct system, and it's going to be moldy, it's going to be furry, it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be unhealthy. So put the thermostat with the fan position in auto. Do not run it all the time.
Okay, keep it in auto. Do not use it in,
right.
You have to remind me.
Auto means that it cycles with the unit on the as the thermostat. On is just like the switch being on, like you turn on a light and it's on all the time.
Okay.
And that is something you do not want to do in our climate because the moisture with that fan running all the time, it pushes the moisture up into the ductwork, it re-evaporates up there, and then you get a moldy mess, and it's not good.
And I can imagine you have experienced seeing that kind of ductwork out and about. And you, I mean,
in the last 27 years in business, man, the worst ones we ever see are when you run the fan in the on position. That's bad news.
Okay.
You're going to have a mold problem.
Please don't do that. Listen, everybody stop what you're doing.
Please don't do
just
that.
Just make sure that your thermostat is on auto, not on. See, now we're going to confuse people.
I have three things. So go find your drain line outside and make sure the leaves have not covered it up and it's not growing all around. Make sure your fan is in the auto position and change your air filter. I mean, you won't need to call Gulf Coast Air Care if you do those things unless you've got some weird, crazy thing going on. And then we're here to help you. We're at 934-2768. We're licensed in Florida and Alabama. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. And, you know, the simple things you can manage, you can handle. The crazy thing, that's where you want to call me at Gulf Coast Air Care.
Yes, and I want to know, like, after people buy their home for their first time home buyers, and usually people get their air conditioning inspected. Am I correct?
Yeah, and a lot of times it will happen with a home inspector during a real estate transaction, but you have no idea how high the power bill is going to be in May, June, and July. You don't know. With our diagnostic tests, our blow door testing, and some of our inspection, we can give you more insight into what's going on, how comfortable, how healthy, how energy efficient that house is going to be. So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, and we'll help you figure that out. You know, they're going to tell you if there's major or minor problems with the air conditioner, but a home inspector is not the same as an HVAC guy who's going to go out, an indoor air quality specialist, who's going to go out and give you the big picture on comfort, energy, and health in that home.
Okay. There is a total difference. I mean, even we kind of put all of our eggs into that inspector's basket, you know, like we just trust
right.
that they looked at everything. And that's a huge job for a person to have. Like, pretty much I am telling you whether this house is good or bad or what you have to fix or not fix. But they're also not always completely getting in there and looking at everything, especially if you have like an older home that you're looking at and you don't know how they main. That's the other, you don't know how the previous owner took care of that air conditioning. It's not like it has a reset button when you buy your home.
You know, a lot of the way it goes down is roof's really important. The roof's a big deal. You know, and then people start looking at the bathroom and the kitchen. And that's important for, you know, cosmetic. I mean, you know, that's the lifestyle portion of the house. But the comfort and the power bill, GoPower will never skip the power bill. So you may need some work done on the ductwork, cleaning, leaky ductwork, you know, mold issues addressed. And oftentimes that gets overlooked in a home inspection unless you get a specialist.
Right.
And we do indoor air quality as a specialty, and I mean, it's really helpful. So call us, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. It's our office in Gulf Breeze. And our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
Now, a lot of us, Todd, we're preparing for this storm that's coming through here. It's pretty much looks like a doozy. I know that parts of Alabama Mississippi, it looks like pretty much no matter where you are, you're going to get hit with rain and wind. Does that ever like affect the air conditioning unit on the outside? I always like wonder, it's just sitting out there like exposed.
No, it's designed to sit outside and go through heat, cold, rain, snow, sleet, hail, dark of night. Oh no, that's the post office. My bad. I'm sorry.
Right.
So
it's
designed for that out there. You want to make sure it's not covered in leaves and not got a shrub growing completely around it, but it's designed to sit out there like that. The ones at the beach, the salt water eats them up in 4, 5, 6 years, but everything else, it's designed to sit out there. So our humidity is going to go up with rainstorm, with moisture issues, and so your air conditioner is going to need to run. It's going to get humid. But it's designed for that that environment outdoors.
Okay, excellent. Now, do you have any tips or tricks that you encourage? I know you shared with us, like you have the three main things, making sure that outdoor area is clear of leaves, which people always laughed at me when we were renters, Todd. They would laugh at me because I'd go out there and I'd sweep it all out. I'd scoop and make sure there weren't leaves all covered over it because we had a live oak tree, and so the landlord was like, oh my goodness, you're so into that. I was like, I don't know, I just it looks gross, so and like it's getting dirty and it could get clogged, so I'm gonna make sure I clean it. And so now I know I've been doing it right because I didn't know that all along, so thank you. And keeping your fan on auto, as you said, which our listeners said, thank you for reminding them, and then changing your air filter. But as we move closer to the humid months, and we know
so people... you're going to wet down that coil when you run that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want everybody to go out and find your drain line, figure out where the water comes out, because it drains from in the coil in the furnace outside. You need to go and find that, make sure, because it hasn't run. Maybe it's run a little bit all winter. It hasn't run, so you're going to start pushing water through there. You want to make sure it's clean, clear water coming out. And the airflow going through the filter is going to help that. You know, you may get a musty odor when it first kicks on when you wet that coil down. If it's dirty or if the drain line backs up on you, that's really important when we have these spring storms and, you know, when we're getting ready to change a season. And that's why we want to encourage everybody to do an inspection, you know, get that thing checked out. This is the season where we have the hardest work to do for our air conditioning and for our home comfort system is between now and maybe into April, May for sure, all the way through the end of September or into October. I mean, we're going to be in air conditioning season. So now's the time to prepare for that. And these spring storms will get you ready because you're going to send your air and you're going to have some humidity and be prepared.
Right. And like I said, all these live oaks are just shedding. I feel like all I'm doing is just sweeping leaves off of my patio area so the kids could play. And so also keeping an eye on making sure your air conditioning area is clear as well. And I know we've talked about this before, and I've had people tell me from every end of the spectrum what you should pour into that indoor pipe area. Bleach, not bleach, vinegar, not vinegar, pellets, not pellets. Is that something people should start preparing for?
Yeah. Don't use bleach. Use vinegar and get, you know, that's why you want to find the outside line to find out that it's clean, clear water. You dump a little vinegar down there, let it loosen all that junk up that's dried up, that's been sitting in there all winter, and flush that thing out. Because, like you said, the oak tree outside, you know, some of your concern is leaves and noodles that fall or acorns or whatever. But a lot of that, especially with the spring rains and all that, you'll get pollen and you'll get, the yellow pine tree stuff that drops on everybody's car. That's not far off. So we want to get good filters in place and, get prepared for that. So the leaves are not necessarily the biggest concern, because a lot of people with allergies or sensitivities, mm-hmm. that stuff from the trees and the shrubs and all that, the grasses can work its way into the house.
Oh, yeah.
And so clean, efficient equipment, good, clean filters. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. I mean, I say this all the time.
Right.
So.
And if you're looking for a high-quality one as well, you can reach out to Todd and his team at Gulf Coast Air Care, correct?
Yes, absolutely. 934-2768 is our phone number. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. So here's a tip, because you were kind of asking me. Go to the big box store and get a hygrometer or something where you can measure temperature and humidity. And you want your temperature and humidity this spring and summer to be between 40 and 50% and not above 60%, because okay. that's the mold threshold. So if you get a hygrometer and start, and a lot of people say, oh, well, my thermostat will tell me. Yeah, but a hygrometer, you can move around the house and you can figure out what it is in the master suite or in the kitchen or right. near the laundry or whatever. If you need any help with this, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. We specialize in indoor air quality problems. We do duct cleaning. We do filtration. We can help you with your questions, and we can help you with to prioritize a work project that needs to be done at your home. We're happy to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, I love any kind of tip to help it not be humid inside. I would have 0%. I know you want it there, but I want, my hair does not cooperate, Todd, in any humidity. It just ends up flaring
up. If it gets
up
below 40, you start drying out. Yeah, you start drying out really bad, you know, and then it's just up in north and out west where they have real winter, mm-hmm. it gets down to 20%. Man, your nose gets all dried out and crusty, and your lips and your hands and your feet.
Yes.
And so 40 to 50% is the ideal indoor air quality. That's the minimum amount of growth and particulate, and it's very comfortable, and that's where you want to be at 40 to 50% humidity. And if we can help you with that, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. And, you know, I mean, there's no silly or stupid questions. We want to help you if you're not sure, like, what do I do about this? I mean, because you had some really good questions this morning, Jenna, about, you know, what do I need to think about, you know, the air conditioner is about to come on and run for 7 months.